and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director of HCM Cloud Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And our guest on today's show is Fabio Fukuda, Oracle Vice President, HCM Transformation. Fabio has been with Oracle for the past 10 months and has over 15 years of experience in helping clients think through their priorities as part of the decision-making processes before, during, and post-implementation. Prior to joining Oracle, Fabio held several HR leadership roles in both the manufacturing and pharmaceutical industries and led large-scale HCM transformation projects globally. Today, Fabio continues to work with C-suite leaders as a trusted advisor and strategic partner by helping them translate their business goals into strategies that create value for their organizations. He delivers insights and best practices for the design and execution of change leadership to support improved performance, build the capabilities of people and organizations, and align behaviors for sustainable success. Fabio is a keynote speaker and thought leader with a passion for digital HR transformation that drives value and growth. Fabio, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time to be with us here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio.
It's my pleasure, Frank. Thank you for having me.
So Fabio has joined us on the show today to talk about building an insight-driven organization with Oracle HCM Cloud. So Fabio, you have a very interesting background. Can you maybe tell our listeners a little bit about your experience and the role that you play here at Oracle?
Of course, Frank. Well, I think you've done such a great job introducing myself. I don't know if there's a lot more for me to add there. But as you mentioned, I spent the past 15 years in this HR technology space, more on the functional side. I have an HR background, and I was an Oracle customer for that long before I came to this side of the fence. And now I'm helping organizations think through their, transformation journey and how they can really redesign some of their processes, think about change management strategies, and maximize, user adoption on the technologies that they are implementing. So I'm really kind of a thought partner with some of our prospect and current Oracle customers, really helping them think through all the implications of a large, HCM transformation initiative.
Great. So thank you for that intro, Fabio, and it's great to have you here. So what exactly is an insights-driven HR organization?
Well, I think being insights-driven is really a hot topic these days, and it's often tied to a broader HR transformation initiative. Insights-driven is really being compelled by data as opposed to making decisions on, personal experience, intuition, or preferences. So it's essentially about removing an individual's or group's bias towards one decision over another.
So why is driving insights-driven HR organizations important?
I think that's a great question, Frank, and why is really the most important question here. I think it's not good enough to drive your business forward just by knowing what or how things happen or are happening. I think understanding the root cause of the what's going on is what helps, the best companies make the right next move. So right now, most industries are really in this war for talent. Unemployment is really low, and many industries ranging from retail to high tech to healthcare are really struggling to both bring in new talent and keep their top performers from being approached by other organizations. So bringing in an insight mindset is a must. And, it has been proven by research that insights-driven organizations deliver really more tangible benefits to the bottom line of the companies. So it's really a must, that organizations start instilling that mindset moving forward.
Okay, so that makes sense. So what do HR organizations have to do differently then to start building an insights-driven approach?
So I think HR organizations really need to start thinking beyond the traditional internal data that they have and really start incorporating all data into their data sets. And that includes current data, historical data, and new external data sources. So imagine the power of creating a data lake with multiple data sources, such as your core HR system, applicant tracking system, even your data from finance and external data sets like Glassdoor, where you can get some pretty valuable information that gives you an idea of how your workforce is engaged.
So it sounds like data plays a big key in that insights-driven approach. What do you consider to be the biggest roadblock in driving a more insights-driven organization?
I think there are three aspects or three roadblocks or biggest roadblocks that often organizations, they're faced with. The first one is the lack of proper infrastructure and clean data. Oftentimes, there is a big desire to move forward, but they just lack the basics, so the basic infrastructure, or even if they do have the basic infrastructure, that data is not clean or not accurate, right? So there is a need for organizations to get their infrastructure right and treat their HR data like, your CX or your marketing department treat their customer data. It's really important to do that. The second aspect is oftentimes HR organizations, they work in a bubble and there is a lack of collaboration with other parts of the organization. And in order to drive insights, you need to consider, as I mentioned before, all these different data sources. So collaboration is really key. Being able to reach out to your finance colleagues and your marketing colleagues and try to collaborate and get ideas together, that's what usually really makes the insight really reach. So getting out of the bubble is really important. And the third one I would say is really culture. Because you can have the proper infrastructure, you can have a clean data, you may be collaborating really effectively with other parts of the organization, but oftentimes the culture really prevents, business leaders and HR leaders to really believe on the insights that they're getting. So being able to have a culture that supports, this insights-driven organization that enables and empowers leaders to take action on the insights are very important.
Okay. So is there a framework which organizations can use as a baseline to start driving the change that you mentioned?
Yes, definitely. I think that's the key question here really is the how. How do you start moving in that direction? And I'm going to talk about like five different aspects, right, of this framework that can help organizations starting today to prepare for that shift. So as I was mentioning before, having the proper infrastructure is correct, is really important. So you need to get your data and your technology platform right. That's number one. And you really need to make sure that you're looking at this end to end. You're looking at moving to more of an integrated, analytics platform. Where you can pull data from all these different data sources and have different ways to visualize the information. So getting the right data and the right technology is really important. The second one is really bring science into your enterprise and be more evidence-based. What does that mean? Once you have all the data available to you. Oftentimes where organizations struggle is what do they do with those insights? So what is the action that they should take? And a lot of times, a lot of those actions are based on gut feeling. And while that may sometimes work, it's important to understand what does science say about some of those things. Being able to incorporate the latest academic thinking in how to tackle some of those problems. For example, should we get rid of performance ratings, right? If performance, it might be a problem for the organization. We're looking at the data and, it's showing that there could be a problem. Should we get rid of ratings? Before making that decision, it's important to understand what does the science say about that? Are there studies out there of organizations that have done that, and what have they reported? So being able to incorporate some of those studies and knowledge into your decision-making process is really important, because you're using data and you're using science, so you're becoming more evidence-based. That's another key point. The third point there is you have to have the right team with the right capabilities, right? Every time I talk to organizations and we talk about what does the right team, to drive insight look like, a lot of times organizations, they jump into saying, oh, we need to hire a lot of data scientists, right? While data scientists may be an important piece of building a strong team, that's not the only one, right? It's also important to have a multidisciplinary team that brings people with very strong HR ground who can understand what questions to ask and interpret the data in a way that makes sense to the business, right? So it's important to have that blended approach. It's your data scientist, it's your analyst, it's your functional experts, all working together. And the fourth point is about not being afraid of experimenting. So try to understand if there are areas within your organization where you can perhaps build certain experiments, right, in a controlled environment, and see what makes sense for your organization. So there could be, certain things about, like, what is the most important aspect during an onboarding process, for example, right? So you may go in and try to find what science, says about that. But you could also say, I'm going to create this internal experiment in my company, and I'm going to have a control group, and, I'm going to try to onboard them in a different way than this other group and start comparing data, doing like an experiment and trying to understand what makes sense for your organization, starting reporting those results. So that's really important. And along with that, you have to have what we call like this attitude of wisdom, right, where you do the best you can with what you know at that point in time, but understanding that knowledge evolves, throughout, time. And it's important to always be refining what you know, retesting, and, rethinking some of that. And the last one is about really building a narrative that drives action. So you may do all these things. You may have the right technology. You may, understand what science says about a lot of the phenomenons that's going on from an HR standpoint. You may have the right team, you have experiments, you've got some great insights, but then it's not actionable, right? So if you do all these things, but you don't build a narrative, you don't tell a good story in a way that drives action, then you failed. So it's really important as you're going through the journey that you end with a very good story and get the buy-in to drive the action that needs to be taken.
Great. That's really excellent advice. And thank you for sharing that framework with our listeners. So how do you see the role of HR business partners then changing in this new era of insights and analytics?
I would say, Frank, that the major shift for HR will be that most HR practitioners, they're going to have to move from being producers of information, where, a lot of HR organizations today, they're still very transactional, and HR people are really involved into the process of collecting information, creating spreadsheets, rolling up spreadsheets. So moving from that kind of role to being more consumers of insights, consumers of analytics, right? Being able to really understand what the data is telling them, being able to interpret that into what's important to the business, and and drive those insights to the business leaders that they support. That, in my view, is going to be the biggest shift. It's how do HR become less transactional, less producers of information, and more consumers of data and drivers of insights. And HR is going to have to really prepare for that, right? And try to understand the basics of analytics as they move forward in the journey.
And then how to understand those analytics to apply it to the business to make the changes that are necessary. So can you share some best practices that can help organizations that are in the process of starting their journey into people analytics?
Yeah, for sure. I think the first one, again, it is about developing a cloud-first strategy for data and analytics. And the reason for that is analytics is evolving very quickly, and data sets are growing exponentially over the past couple of years. So being able to scale and being able to take advantage of the innovation as new capabilities become available is really key. Right, so you cannot kind of fall behind here. So having this cloud-first strategy is really important. The second one, I think, it's about driving a common understanding across every organization in terms of what those analytics, what those KPIs mean. So defining what I call like a data analytics glossary or a dictionary is really important, because then you're making sure that everybody is understanding your KPIs and your calculations and things that are important to your organization from an analytics standpoint in a common way. That's really important as well. I think driving a managed analytics self-service approach to provide both flexibility and time analysis is key. And I would like to stress the word managed analytics here, because while you may want to push some self-service capabilities, you still want to be able to have some level of control in some of the important metrics and KPIs that are important to you. So you may not want, for example, other parts of the organization to create their own attrition calculation, for example, if that's something that you want to report centrally and you want everybody to be following the same standards. So it's important to be able to say, here's kind of what the sandbox is in terms of self-service and what, you want to keep centralized and driving standardization across your enterprise. Then I think, we hear more and more the trend of bringing elements of design thinking into both HR and people analytics. And I think this is a really best practice in terms of how do you focus on analytics from the viewpoint of your end user, right? And not from the viewpoint of just HR. And how do you do that? So you can do that by really using personas, right? And creating different personas and try to answer two questions for each persona that you have in your organization. The first one is, what do you want this person to know? And what do you want this person to do? So by approaching from that angle, you're going to be able to get some insights in terms of what are the analytics that really matter to my employee, to my manager, to my executive, to my HR manager. So creating those personas can really help you, see things from their perspective and then design both analytics and data visualization that matters to them. And last one I would say is change management. And change management here from a people analytics standpoint is really interesting because, as I was saying, there is this shift that must happen within HR organizations where they have to move from being less transactionals, working less with spreadsheets and being more consumers of information. And there is, that's a journey. It may take a while for HR to get there. So if you create all this infrastructure, you create this great analytics package and you push that directly to managers may come back to HR with questions. And if HR is not ready to answer those questions that may hurt their credibility with the organization. So from a change management standpoint, what makes more sense really is for you to take a top-down and phase rollout approach where you create those analytics packages and then you roll out to your top HR, you know, leadership team first, get them comfortable with the calculations, get them comfortable with, you know, with the different types of way they can slice the data. And then you go to the next level of the HR organization, get them ready. If they have questions, they can reach out to the top of the organization. They're going to be able to guide them. And only when you have your HR folks really comfortable and ready with those analytics, that's when you kind of, you know, push that over to business leaders. That way you have a much more controlled way, you know, and make sure that your HR organization is ready to answer any questions that they may have.
That sounds like a very logical approach, and change management's always a challenge in anything implementation-wise. So I think that's a great framework, and make sure that everybody is aligned when you're moving into those people analytics. So thank you for that. So any final words of wisdom for our listeners today?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, throughout these years, you know, one of the things that I've learned, Frank, is analytics is usually, you know, the last thing that you think as you are, you know, kicking off your transformation project, and often the first time you want once you're done with it, right? So you start thinking about analytics really early on and what you want to get out of, you know, the technology that you're implementing. The other thing I would say is really focus. It can be very overwhelming in terms of the different things that you can do with analytics. There's so many interesting things that can be done that can, you know, that can make you lose focus. So just go for the low-hanging fruit. Try not to boil the ocean. Start small. Have some quick wins and build on that moving forward. It's really more about the journey, not the destination. And the last one is really change management. And I cannot stress that enough, right? So my motto has been engage early and repeat often. Try to get the message out why this is important, why this is going to be transformational for your HR teams, and help them understand the value of it, right? And be, you know, if you are a leader that a leader who's in charge of an HR team or, you know, an analytics organization, lead by example and be data-driven and ask for those analytics. That way, if it's important to you, it's going to be important for our team, and that's how you drive the culture forward.
Great advice, Fabio, and it really sounds like building an insight-driven organization with Orglacium Cloud can effectively and positively impact an organization. So I want to thank you for coming on the show today to share this great information with our listeners, and it was a pleasure talking with you today.
It was my pleasure, Frank. Thank you so much for having me in the show.
Thank you. And if you'd like to learn more about building an insight-driven organization with Oracle HCM Cloud, please view the PDF document titled Infographic Thrive with Better HR Analytics, and you can get there by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2H71Z7. This document explains how HR analytics can help measure and shape HR's contribution to business performance. There's also a link at the bottom of the document that will take you to Oracle's business analytics website. So please review this document for more information. We would also like to recommend that you check out the document titled, How Can HR and Finance Collaborate Better to Drive Better Insights? Which you can get to by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/301Q M. And this report offers a perspective for CHROs and their finance counterparts on trends in HR analytics technology, skills, and processes that can lead to better collaboration and new opportunities to drive competitive advantage. So please check out all of this information today. And if you have any comments or questions about today's show, or if you have any ideas for future shows that you'd like to share with us, please go ahead and send us an email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. It would be great hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today to learn about building an insight-driven organization with Oracle HCM Cloud. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information that Fabio shared beneficial for your HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Cal, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.